they decided to give me a letter to let me go because of something that they said that I had done 3 months even before the accident. So they were trying to say that something that had occurred before is the reason why I was being let go then. But really, it was, in my opinion, something that had to do with the accident and they had replaced me. But my lawyer had said not to go after them because, and with human rights, because of the fact that I might need them to testify against the cab company.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Kahn. Now, on her podcast, The Depressed Mom Boss, Sarah turns her own mental health journey into a resource for others experiencing similar successes and challenges, and has continued working hard as an entrepreneur herself as an adult. Combining her entrepreneurial and mental health experience, she's developed a system to help bossy bosses become more empathetic leaders within their organizations and teams. But she also spilled coffee on a stranger, leading to a whole load of issues. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail. We all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Is Sarah Kahn ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, I actually feel like my entire life is a broken bulb. So anything I could possibly share to be able to help others fail forward, I'm totally game.
Now I feel like your whole life has been leading up to this podcast, which makes me feel really good about myself. Okay, so we're talking about you spilling hot coffee on a lady, which, I mean, sucks for her, sucks for you, especially given the events that come afterwards. Do you want to walk us through this story?
Sure. So I actually grew up in an entrepreneurial household and my mother owned a restaurant. So it was my first job because I worked for my mother for free. And it was a very busy kind of cafe and I spilled coffee on this lady who was disabled. So she had the cane and everything. And when I spilled coffee on her, she tore a strip out of me, waving her cane about to yell at me in front of an entire restaurant full of people. And so I ran out of the room and out of the restaurant. And I really feel when I look back at it, that was like the start of all things of how to run away from everything all the time.
Interesting.
So then after that, you know, you do the typical things. I went to university, I got my degree, and I ended up with my first real job. I really loved it. It was in event planning, which is actually my background. It felt really good to be able to go right into corporate right from a university. And then I got laid off. And it wasn't just me. It was my entire department, including my boss, had all been laid off. And it really felt like a step backwards. I thought that I had done all the right things. And then to be laid off from my position was a little bit hard. And I know that it was just circumstances of economy, but I couldn't help but feel like it was personal, like it was something against me, like why I wasn't worth being able to be kept and why my department was gone. Mm-hmm. And then I went into from that, I went back actually to serving for a little bit. And then I went into agency. And from the agency, I had been working there for a few months and I was in a car accident. Our cab driver had actually ran a stop sign and we had been T-boned by another car after I had flown back from the other side of the world and we were on our way to get our vehicle. So I was in this crazy car accident. I had a huge head injury and I was off of work for a couple of months. And then when I went back to work, they kind of kept me around for another month, but had somebody replace me in my position. And then one day they decided to give me a letter to let me go because of something that they said that I had done 3 months even before the accident. So they were trying to say that something that had occurred before is the reason why I was being let go then. But really, it was, in my opinion, something that had to do with the accident and they had replaced me. But my lawyer had said not to go after them because, and with human rights, because of the fact that I might need them to testify against the cab and the cab company. So that was crushing. At that point, like, it all flashed back to being this kid and spilling hot coffee to now being fired from a job when they say that they didn't want to fire me. And then from there, I went into working for myself and taking on contracts and event planning contracts and other communications contracts. But then what was happening was that I was bidding for contracts, and I say I would put in an estimate. I'm just making up numbers here, but say I would put in an estimate for $10,000, and then somebody would put in another estimate for $8,000, and the company would come back and say, well, they're doing it for $8,000. What can you do for us? And I'd say, okay, I'll do it for $7,500 and I'll throw this in as well. And I have no problem with sales, and I have no problem with used car salesmen. Like, that concept does not bother me. But that entire idea of trying to now negotiate my value and my worth, which was tied directly into the value and the worth, like the dollar amount of the contract, was really crushing. So I went from feeling like a $10,000 person to like $7,500, and then whatever the other contracts would be. And I didn't realize that it was so much of my, how I felt about how good I could do and what I had to contribute, and the value of my contributions were tied into simply into a dollar amount.
What was the thing that eventually tipped you off and said, okay, you know, I spilled hot coffee. Okay. I feel like I'm not worth, you know, what I'm worth. I'm missing out on these opportunities because of my lack of confidence. What eventually led you out of that valley?
Well, it was all in personal growth. So I thought personal growth was voodoo. I thought that it was essentially cultish behavior with people jumping around on stage and talking about how motivated they were with other people, until I heard a TED Talks. And it was about, from Brené Brown, and it was about the power of vulnerability and the concept that I am enough. And up until that point, I never realized that. I never realized that everything that I was and everything that I could do had so much value if I could just believe that I was enough, and that I didn't have to keep trying to tie my value to these external things that had nothing to do with it. It was all something that was inside of me, that I got to determine how valuable I was, that I got to say that this is what I know I can give you, and it doesn't matter what the dollar amount is. Like, it was through those emotional, personal growth moments that I realized that there was so many things tied into that. It was also to realize that I wasn't a victim of my circumstances. You know, even though I had spilled a coffee on somebody, that I wasn't the victim or anything, even though she yelled at me and made me feel really bad. And then to realize how I was able to pivot and transparently share my journey so that others could learn from how they could bridge that gap, how their perceptions of themselves could be so far removed from what they're actually valued and what their worth was. And it was all through that personal growth that I realized that I could help other people also identify what their value was.
As some advice, as we lead into the end of the podcast here, what do you recommend? Maybe something simple that somebody can do today. What's something that they can do to bridge the gap and see their true value, rather than basing their value on these moments or these scary circumstances, or undervaluing themselves in any other way? What can people do today?
I think, first of all, what people have to do is allow themselves to be okay with themselves. Like, I find that so often people are trying to change themselves, trying to change to do better and do more. And really, they never honor where they're starting from. And unless you have that as the foundation and the stepping stone, there's no way to move forward. But that means that you have to acknowledge that where you are right at this moment is okay, and that is enough. And then take another step and another step and another step from that moment.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to give some time for you to brag a little bit, because you're not walking around spilling coffee on people. You are valuing yourself significantly better than you used to. At least I hope so. Mm-hmm. And so what is it that you're doing now, and where can people go to find you?
Well, the best way to find me actually is through my LinkedIn. That's where I live most of the time, is on my LinkedIn. From there, you will be able to find out about my podcast, which is the Depressed Mom Podcast. I also have a blog by the same name, the Depressed Mom Blog. And then everything can be found on sarahcon.org. I'm also working on a system right now to help business leaders be more empathetic, because if anything we could have learned in this past year is that we need to have a lot more empathy. And I'm building a system to help bosses be more empathetic. So a lot of that stuff you can either find on my website, or you can find me on LinkedIn and just send me a direct message from there.
I love it. I'm going to put links in the show notes for that, especially to your LinkedIn, for people to get in touch with you. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex. This has been a lot of fun, and I think it's great.
And thank you for listening. Don't define yourself by the failures or mistakes you've made. Talk about it, learn lessons from it, and then let yourself move on. Special thank you to Sarah Kahn for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including the Depressed Mom Boss podcast, linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.